I want to talk to you a little bit about the kingdom of God.
今天晚上要讲神的国。
The kingdom of God is a message which has to be restored to the church.
我们教会需要恢复这个神的国的这个信息。
And the reason is this, because it's the message that Jesus preached.
因为是耶稣所讲的信息。
Jesus didn't preach the church.
耶稣并没有讲教会。
He mentions the church a couple of times.
他一两次有提过教会。
At least a couple of times it's recorded in the Bible.
至少是记载几次。
But he didn't preach the church.
他并讲到的时候并没有讲到教会。
His whole message was the kingdom of God.
他整个的信息都是神的国。
And so we have to understand what the kingdom of God means.
所以我们必须要了解神的国到底是什么意思。
And the Bible is very clear about what John the Baptist and what Jesus preached.
圣经很清楚告诉我们耶稣跟施洗约翰他要讲什么道理。
I'm sure that you know the verse.
我相信你们也知道是哪一个章节。
Their message was very simple, repent and believe.
就是要悔改，要信耶稣。
And so there's two parts to the apostolic message.
所以使徒信的也一样是有两个部分。
And so the apostolic message was really simple. It was repent and believe.
所以使徒信的信息就是要悔改，要相信。
And there's been much, much preaching about faith and about believing.
那有很多很多人讲到关于信心。
In fact, there's a whole faith movement that's been birthed in the earth in the last two decades.
所以在二三十年有一个信心的运动开始了。
If only you would believe, you would see the glory of God.
只要你相信，你就会看到神的荣耀。
But yet we're not seeing the glory of God like it was displayed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts.
但是我们并没有看到像圣经里面所记载的神的荣耀。
And so we have to ask the question, why are we not seeing that?
为什么呢？
But you people are clever.
啊，你们很聪明啊。
You see, the message of repentance has to come first.
悔改的信息要先来到。
You can't go straight to the believing without going through the doorway of repentance.
悔改好像是一个门，你要先经过这个门，你才可以到信心。
And the problem is this: we've taught repentance as a way to come into the kingdom, to become a Christian and be born again.
问题是，我们一直教人要悔改才可以成为基督徒。
When Jesus said repent and believe, he wasn't talking about a one-off event.
可是耶稣说悔改相信并不是说一次就罢了。
He was talking about a lifestyle.
他是说一个生活习惯。
So the Christian life is a lifestyle of repenting.
所以基督徒的生活是一个习惯悔改的一个生活。
So you never stop repenting.
所以不要停止悔改。
And then,It's a life of believing.
然后也是一个要信的一个生活。
But you can't believe unless you repent first.
可是你不能相信，除非你先悔改。
And so we've taught all this, have faith, have faith, have faith.
所以我们一直教，你要有信心，你要有信心，你要有信心。
But we're not preaching the message of repentance.
但是我们并没有讲到我们必定要悔改。
Now, I'm not talking about just having a message about repentance.
我并不是说我们要讲关于悔改的信息。
I can talk about repentance for every message for the rest of the year.
我可以从今天到今年结束，一直每一天讲悔改的信息。
And you would become very knowledgeable about repentance.
那你们就会很了解这个悔改这个信息。
You'd get tired of hearing me talk about it.
你会觉得很无聊，我又要讲一次。
You'd say, this is number message 100 on repentance.
你会说，哎呀，这个是第一百次讲悔改耶。
I wish Nathan would stop talking about repentance.
请你不要继续讲这个悔改的信息啊。
And you would begin to switch off because you become tired of the message.
你会觉得很无聊，你就会开始不听。
How many times do you think you had to hear Jesus before the message of repentance really got in?
可是本来要听耶稣讲几次这个悔改的信息才会听到心里面去呢？
You see, when Jesus and John the Baptist preached repentance, they preached it with apostolic authority.
耶稣跟施洗约翰他们讲这个信息，他们是用使徒的那样子的权威去讲的。
And their message was the kingdom of God.
可是这个信息是关于神的国。
The kingdom of God is all about living a lifestyle of repentance and faith.
神的国的重点是要过一个有悔改、有信心的生活。
And so now you see why it's important that we understand what the kingdom of God is.
所以我们必须要了解我到底是怎么一回事。
And so we're not in this thing just to be a member of a church.
所以我们参与基督教，我们并不是要做一个教会的会友而已。
We're not here just to have a good time and be happy.
我们来也并不是好好的享受、喜乐起来。
We're not here just to worship lead or preach or be a missionary.
我们来也不是为了要做宣教士，或是要带领敬拜，或是要讲道。
We're here to become part of a kingdom.
我们来到的原因是我们要成为神的国的部分。
And this is the message that most people in the church resist.
而且这个是教会里面大部分的信徒会不接受的一个信息。
See, much of the preaching in the church today is focused on the church.
因为在教会里面的很多很多信息是以教会为目标的。
And so it's an inward focus.
所以是往里面的一个重点。
But the message of the kingdom is about the king.
整我的那个信息是关于我们的国王神。
And so you can go to church for 100 years.
你可以去上教会上100年
and you know all about the king,
知道很多关于王
but you don't really know the king.
但是你根本不认识他。
Now the problem is this: the kingdom of God is not a democracy.
问题是神的国并不是一个民主的国家。
So because it's a kingdom, that means when the king says something, you obey.
因为是一个王国，所以王说什么，我们就要遵命。
You don't question.
你不要去问问题啊
！You don't answer back.
不要顶嘴。
You don't decide whether you will do that or not.
不要去选择要不要去做。
If you do that, you don't know Jesus as King.
你要是这样子的行为的话，你并不认为耶稣是王。
You don't know him as Lord.
你不认他为主。
And the message of the kingdom is that Jesus is the King. He's in charge. He's the boss.
可是。国度的信息是耶稣是王，他是老大，他就是我们的主宰。
And that one fact will challenge every area of your life.
而且这个事会让你每一个生活的每一部分要改变。
So what happens is you can join the church and become comfortable.
所以你可以参与教会就变成很舒服。
Or you can join the kingdom and become very uncomfortable.
或你可以参与神的国度，成为很不舒服。
When you join the kingdom, when you become part of the kingdom, everything starts shaking in your life.
你成为神国度的部分的话，你生活的每一部分就会开始改变。
And so it touches your finances.
会影响你的钱的处理。
It touches the areas of your relationship.
而且会影响你跟人的关系。
It touches the area of your attitude.
而且会影响你的态度。
It brings a requirement around your life of devotion toward God.
而且是要求你对神很忠诚。
If you want to become part of the kingdom of God, it's going to be hard work.
你要是要在神的国度里面过日子的话，真的是要很用心，是很用心的事情。
You know the Bible well. You'reBible scholars here.
你们都很对圣经很熟悉，你们都是读圣经的。
Narrow is the path.
所以我们就知道这个道路是窄的。
And difficult is the way.
而且是很难走的。
You have signed up for a difficult task.
你已经参与一个很不容易完成的一个事工。
Your job is to stay on that narrow path.
你的任务就是必须留在那个窄的路。
It's not going to be easy.
并不是很简单的事。
But you cannot preach the message of the kingdom until you know him as king.
但是你去传讲神的国度的这个信息之前，你必须要认他为王。
You see, if I don't know Jesus as king, I can still preach about the kingdom of God, but it will have no authority.
因为我不认耶稣为王的话，我讲这个神的国度。
I have to live the kingdom to preach the kingdom.
所以我必须要过一个神国度的生活，我才可以去传讲他这个信息。
When you live the kingdom, you're going to begin the adventure.
你要是住在神的国度里面，你就是会开始有这样子的精彩的生活。
Christian life is an adventure.
基督徒的生活应该是一个精彩的一个生活。
It's not comfortable, but it's fun.
不舒服，但是很有意思。
Because God doesn't want to change you.
因为神不是要改变你。
He wants to kill you.
他要让你杀死。
Jesus' death was your death.
耶稣基督的死亡就是你的死亡。
That's the message of the kingdom.
这个就是神国度的信息。
Come to Jesus and die.
来到耶稣这里来死吧。
But we don't, we come to Jesus and we stay alive.
可是我们不是，我们留在耶稣这里，可是我们还活着。
You heard me preach about chickens and eagles.
上次你听我讲到关于鸡跟老鹰。
Many Christians are chickens, you know that.
很多基督徒是鸡。
They live in a chicken yard.
住在一个鸡圈里面。
The chicken yard is the church.
可是这个就是教会。
Because the church and the kingdom of God are not the same.
因为教会跟神的国度并不等号。
The kingdom has to be first, the church comes second.
神的国度要先，教会是后。
If you put the kingdom of God first, you will be absolutely devoted to the church of Jesus Christ.
你要是把神的国度放在优先，你一辈子就会忠心于神的教会。
Because Jesus loves the church.
因为耶稣很爱教会。
It's his body.
是他的肢体。
But you're not going to be the glorious church until you submit to the message of the kingdom.
但是我们要做神荣耀的教会，我们必须要先降服于神国度的这个信息。
So then we've got the eagles.
所以我们也有老鹰。
The eagles are the ones that embrace the kingdom of God.
就是拥抱神国度的是老鹰。
An eagle hears the message, come to Jesus and die.
老鹰听到这个信息说要到耶稣基督来而死。
The chicken hears the message, come to Jesus and meet my need.
可是鸡他听到的信息是来到耶稣基督他会满足你的需要你的需求。
The chicken comes to get something out of God.
鸡来是要得从神得到东西。
The eagle comes to lay their life down for God.
但是老鹰来是要为主舍命。
You see, God is not there for us.
因为神不是为了我们活。
Many messages say that God is here for us to meet our needs.
很多信息就是说神来就是要满足于我们的需要我们的需求
But he's not there for us.
可是这个并不是他的目标
We are there for him.
我们是为了他而活
And as we serve him as king, he does meet our needs.
我们服侍他为王他真的是会满足我们的需要
And we don't have to worry about anything.
我们什么都不用忧虑
And so I want you to be eagles, not chickens.
所以我要你们做老鹰而不做鸡
Chickens run around and pick each other.
鸡呢他们是来 去抓其他的鸡
They're always critical and gossiping.
常常批评常常埋怨
They feed on scraps and rubbish.
他们吃的是垃圾
When their home is a small little chicken yard.
而且他们住的地方就是那个鸡圈里面小小的地方
Whereas the eagle has the whole sky as his home.
可是老鹰它是整个的天空都属于它
We get so worried about small things.
一直担心一些小事情。
And we're running around the chicken yard, going, whoop, 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 whoop.
我们在鸡圈里面就叫像鸡一样咕噜咕噜。
And we get upset with each other.
然后我们就对其他人不满。
And we get jealous of each other.
吃醋。
And we feel like we don't get the attention that we should be getting.
就认为别人不够注意到我。
And nobody sees my gift.
没有人看到我的恩赐。
And the leaders of the church are doing stupid things. Why are they doing that?
领袖们他们做很蠢、很笨的决定。
And the whole time you're running around the chicken yard, going book 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 and picking everybody.
那就当鸡就一直叫一直叫就一直害其他的鸡。
See, chickens love to talk.
因为鸡很喜欢讲话。
You always talk 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 talk.
常常讲讲讲。
You've been to a chicken yard before?
你看过一个鸡圈吗
Yeah, they're always talking.
他们常常在讲话。
And they're always picking at each other.
而且常常在咬其他的人，其他的鸡。
Chickens like to have some attention.
他们很喜欢人注意他们。
Do you like to have some attention?
你是不是很需要很喜欢人注意你
？Hey, we all like to have attention.
我们都喜欢。
Me, me, look at me.
我，注意我吧。
Would somebody please notice me?
啊，请注意我吧。
Okay, so we're going to be eagles, okay?
所以我们要做老鹰，好不好？
Everybody that's in this class has signed up to be an eagle.
我们这门课里面的人每一位都要做老鹰，不是吗？
No chickens are allowed to leave tonight.
不准你今天晚上做鸡而离开这个房间。
You repent at the doorway and say, God, kill me.
你要在门那边就悔改说，好，主啊，来杀我吧。
See, this is the thing. You can't kill yourself.
你杀不了自己，你知道吗？
You just can't do it.
做不到。
Religion tries to kill the flesh and it doesn't succeed.
宗教一直想杀那个老我，可是并没有成功。
We are completely helpless without God's help.
除非神来动工，我们就没有办法。
And so we try and kill ourselves and we realize this isn't working, God.
我们就试着杀自己，我说啊，神，这个不行了，我不行了。
Please kill me.
请杀我吧。
Only you can do it. Help me.
只有你能这样子做，求你帮助我。
Who's ever prayed for patience before?
你有没有为耐心祷告过、求过
？Have you ever prayed for patience? And then you tried really hard to be patient.
然后你就尽你的能力去忍耐。
And you tried so hard. And you tried so hard.
然后一直很努力耶。
And then you got really angry.
可是又生气了。
Because you were trying so hard.
因为你就一直很努力耶。
Who's done that before?
做过的请举手。
And so you realize you can't kill yourself.
可是你发觉你杀不了自己。
And so an eagle says, God, I need you to help me.
所以说好主，你要帮助我。
I believe that your death was my death.
我相信你的死就是我的死。
That your resurrection was my resurrection.
你的复活就是我的复活。
God, help me to stay on this altar because I keep wanting to get off it.
主求你帮助我留在这个祭坛上，因为我常常会爬下去。
So it's a life of dying.
所以是一个继续不断的死的一个生活。
You die to yourself every day.
每一天对自己死。
You keep getting on the altar, and every time you run away, you say, "God, help me stay on this altar."
每一天就把自己放在祭坛上，每一天掉下来，或是爬下去，就求主帮助你留在那个祭坛上。
Because everything in your flesh wants to run away from that altar.
因为你的肉体的一切就想要逃避那个祭坛。
You know the flesh is always trying to find another way around that altar.
我们的肉体就一直是想要找另外一条路。
You know, in the tabernacle, the bronze altar was very large.
在圣墓里面，那个铜坛是很大的。
It was a big, big altar.
是很大很大的一个祭坛。
And you know what we try and do? We try and go around that altar.
我们尽我们的能力绕着那个祭坛走。
We try and take a big run up and jump over the thing.
我们就想跑去跳过它。
But it's too big for the hat.
但是太大了。
We try anything we can do. We try to sneak around the edge, hope nobody notices us.
我们就尽量安静的走在旁边，就期待没有人去会注意他。
God sees everything.
可是神什么都看到。
We try to dig a tunnel underneath the altar.
我们想要在祭坛下挖一个洞，就从那边跑过去。
We prophesy the altar away in Jesus' name.
我们就奉耶稣基督的名，就宣告这个祭坛不在。
Jesus says, "If you have faith, you'll speak to this mountain, and it will be moved."
耶稣说，你只要有信心，你就宣告这个山就会挪开。
And we're speaking to the altar that God put there, and by faith we're saying, "Mountain, be moved."
所以我们就向那个耶稣基督放在那边的祭坛宣告说，祭坛走开。
And it won't move.
可是他走不了，
Because God put it there.
因为神把它放在那边。
And the faith that we need is not to move the mountain. The faith we need is to get on the altar.
我们所需要的信心并不是要移走那个祭坛，而是要把自己放在祭坛上。
Because you have to have faith to die.
因为你要有信心才可以死。
You have to have faith to put yourself on the altar.
你要有信心才可以爬在祭坛上。
You have to have faith that God is a God of resurrection and can raise new life out of death.
你要对神是一个叫人从死里复活有信心才可以这样子做。
Let me tell you two important things about the kingdom of God.
所以有两件关于神国度的事情是很重要。
First of all, the kingdom of God is about lordship.
神的国度是关于主宰、主权。
Jesus is not only Savior, He's also Lord.
耶稣基督不只是我们的救赎主，他而且是我们的主宰。
He's the king, so he's in charge.
他是王，所以他在负责一切。
He's a very kind, benevolent, loving king.
他是很爱我们对我们好的王
But he's also a very powerful king.
但是他是很有权力的王
And he has great authority.
而且他很有权威
And it's not clever to argue with him.
不太聪明去跟他对话去跟他顶嘴
Many people are worried about the devil resisting them.
很多人很怕撒旦在抵挡他们
And they're rebuking the devil.
而他们在一直在斥责撒旦要走挪走
You really shouldn't be too worried about the devil resisting you.
你不要太担心撒旦在抵挡你
Because God's much bigger than the devil.
因为上帝比撒旦大到不可思议
What you really need to be worried about is God resisting you.
你要担心就是神在抵挡你
And what does it say? James 4:6 God resists the proud.
那雅各书第四章第六节说神是抵挡那些骄傲的人
But he gives grace to the humble.
可是他施恩给那些谦卑的人
And so your flesh is that proud part that stands up against God.
你的肉体是站起来抵挡神的那部分
And you're all proud.
而且我们都是很骄傲的人
Because you're all human.
因为我们都是人
It's a good thing to say that to yourself.
这个可能要常常跟自己说
I am proud.
我就是骄傲
That's a different confession.
它是不同的一个承认，一个认罪。
You know why that's a good thing to do?
你知道为什么这是好的事呢
？Because as humans, we have a tendency toward deception.
因为我们做人，我们常常会自欺，我们就偏向于欺骗。
In other words, we tend to think better of ourselves than we really are.
例如我们就对自己我们看自己为比我们实况好
That's called pride
那个叫做骄傲
You see Our situation is really desperate
因为我们的状况实在很糟
We have sinned And we have been separated from God
我们犯罪了我们已经跟神隔绝了
We're in big trouble
我们真的大有问题
We're not just a little bit sinful
我们不是一点点有罪
Our hearts are desperately wicked.
我们的心实在是糟透了，是有罪。
Without God, we have no hope at all.
没有神，我们没有什么任何的希望。
Now, when you hear that message, you don't just say, "Oh, yes, Jesus, I want you."
你听到这个信息，你并不是会很乐意的说，哦，是耶稣，我需要你，我想要你。
You run to Him.
你就奔跑到他那边去。
Because you've seen how serious the situation is.
因为你已经看清楚这个状况没有他就糟透了
We need the Spirit of God to rescue us from our wickedness, from our sins
我们需要耶稣的灵来救我们脱离我们自己的罪恶
So good evening, good Christians
所以今天晚上好的基督徒们平安
Okay, the first thing we learn here is the kingdom of God is about lordship
所以第一件事情就是神的国度是关于主权
And the second thing is the kingdom of God is about dominion.
第二个点就是神的国度是关于他的dominion 应该怎么说
dominion,、you could say authority.
Okay, 权威关于他的权威
Because you see, God wants us as believers to walk in authority.
因为神要我们做基督徒的行在他的权威里面
I have given you authority over all the enemy's power. Luke 10:19.
路加福音第十章第十九节，他说：“我已经赐给你们权威，胜过所有恶者的权柄。”
So we get to trample on snakes and scorpions, crush them under our feet.
所以我们可以踏到那个蛇跟那个蝎子。
So both these two things are actually about authority.
所以这两件事情其实是关于权威。
The first one is about the authority of the king.
第一个是关于我们的王的权威。
Jesus has great authority. He is Lord.
耶稣有非常大的权威，因为他是我们的主宰。
And the kingdom is about lordship.
然后神的国是关于他的主权。
The second one is about us as believers having authority.
第二点是跟我们为基督徒有权威有关。
And so if we preach and live the kingdom,We will demonstrate great authority.
所以我们要是宣告这个神的国，我们而且我们的生命也是跟神的国有关，我们一定自己很有权威。
If that doesn't happen, we go back to God in repentance.
没有的话，我们就到神那边来认罪。
And we cry out for the grace of repentance.
我们求他赐给我们这个恩典，能够认罪悔改。
Let me just teach you the difference between grace and mercy.
我先教你们恩典跟怜悯的分别。
Many people think that mercy and grace are the same thing.
很多人以为这两个是一样的。
And they're not. Mercy is God's undeserved favor.
那怜悯呢，就是神白白的赐给我们他所看上我们的这样的恩。
And so he gives us what we don't deserve.
所以他赐给我们我们本来不应该得到的。
But grace is not mercy.
可是恩典呢并不是怜悯。
It's part of the mercy of God.
是神的怜悯的部分没有错。
But it's not the same as mercy.
可是不等号不是一样的。
This is what grace is.
恩典呢是怎样
?You might want to write this down.
恩典或是恩惠。
Grace is the empowering presence of God.
就是有权威的有全能的神的同在。
To do everything you're called to do,
来让你有能力去做他所呼召你做的事
and to be everything you're called to be.
而且成为他所呼召你成为的人
The grace of God is the empowering presence of God.
所以神的恩典是神有全能的同在
To do everything you're called to do.
好叫我们能够做他呼召我们做的事
And to be everything you're called to be.
而且成为他所呼召我们成为的人。
And so it's the grace of God that gives us the power, gives us the authority.
所以就是神的恩典才会让我们有这样的能力，有这样的权威。
Gives us the strength to be a Christian.
这样的力量成为基督徒。
That means we can be an eagle.
我们就可以做老鹰。
But I have the grace of God to do that.
可是我们就是有这个恩典才可以成为老鹰。
We are called to move in great authority.
所以我们要行在我们的权威里面。
And we need the grace of God to be able to do that.
我们需要神的恩典我们才可以这样子。
We need His empowering and His presence.
我们需要他的力量而且他的同在。
These two things I'm telling you are linked together.
这两件事情其实是蛮有相关的。
When we understand the authority of the king,
我们了解王的权威的时候
that's when we'll begin to display authority in our own lives.
我们才自己会活出这样子的权威来。
And so if we're not seeing a demonstration of the authority of God,
所以我们没有看到神权威的这个一个示范。
What we need is a greater revelation of the authority of Jesus Christ.
我们就需要更大的一个启示关于耶稣基督的权威。
We need a revelation that he is the king and he is in charge.
我们必须要重新看他是我们的王而且他在负责一切。
And we don't own our lives anymore.
那我们并不拥有我们自己的生命。
We're part of a kingdom with a king.
我们是属于这个神国我们而且有这样子的国王就是神
Okay, so you're all hungry tonight.
所以你们每一位今天晚上很渴慕是不是
You want the grace of God to empower you.
是不是要神的恩典 来给你们力量呢
You want to demonstrate the kingdom of God with authority.
要不要自己去活出这样子的权威的神的国
So I believe you're going to be a new generation of leaders.
所以我相信你们会做新的一代领袖
You're going to demonstrate this gospel of the kingdom with your life.
你们会用你们的生命 来做一个榜样来让大家看到这样子的生命。
You're not just going to talk about the kingdom, you're going to demonstrate the kingdom.
你们并不只是会讲神的国而会去活出神的国来。
So how are we going to do that?
如何呢?
Okay, let me give you some things to help.
好 这些会帮助。
In Genesis,Chapter 1 and verse 2, it says that the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters.
在创世纪第一章第二节他说神的灵在运行 在世界的水上。
This is before God created all the trees and the birds and the animals and everything.
这是神创造鸟、动物、人等等之前。
And it says that the earth was formless and void.
而且当时世界就是无形就空的。
And so the Spirit of God is moving over the earth.
所以神的灵是运行在地上。
Before anything else happened, the Spirit was moving.
什么事情发生之前神的灵已经在运行。
Before God spoke creation into being, the Spirit was moving.
所以就是神开口说创造一切之前的事情。
Okay, so the Spirit of God moved first.
所以神的灵先运行了。
And then the creative word of God came second.
然后神的创意的话是以后来的。
And what happened is, when the Spirit and the Word came together, creation happened.
有圣灵，有神的话在一起的时候，有创造。
Okay, so the trees were created, the animals were created, the rivers and the sea and everything on the earth was created.
所以有树，有动物，有海，有河流等等。
And the last thing that God created was man and a woman.
所以最后神创造的是男人跟女人。
This was the most important thing that he created.
这个才是他最重要的所创造的。
And so everything that happened right from the beginning was moving toward the creation of men and women.
所以从开始到神创造人的时候，这个都是一个过程，创造人就是最高点。
God created all of this universe and earth and everything so that he could create human beings.
神创造一切就是为了要创造人。
He created it for us.
是为了我们而创造。
And then he says in Genesis 1:28 that we were to have authorityover the earth.
所以在创世纪第一章二十八节，他说我们在世上我们也有权威。
He says we are to be fruitful and to multiply and have dominion, authority over the earth.
我们要生养众多，我们要管理这个世界。
So remember Genesis 1:2, we see the Spirit is moving.
所以在创世纪第一章第二节，我们就看圣灵在运行在世界。
Then Genesis 1:28, God gives authority to mankind over the earth.
在第一章二十八节，神就把这个权威给人，叫人去管理这个世界。
So everything that happened between verse 2 and verse 28 was moving toward giving mankind authority.
所以这个也是一个过程，是从第二节到第二十八节，每一件事情都是就是准备让神要给把他的权威给人去管理这个世界。
So, God wants us to have authority.
所以神要我们有权威。
You were created to demonstrate authority.
你被创造就是要做一个有权威的模范。
You will never be satisfied living a low-life chicken yard Christianity.
你要做鸡在鸡圈里面，你永远不会满足。
It's time that as a church we got a life.
所以我们基督徒，我们教会，我们必须要有一个新的生命。
Not walk around like the living dead.
我们不要像一个活的死人就一直走。
A zombie that's just about falling into the grave.
不要像一个快要跌在那个坟墓里面的人。
And we're saying, Jesus, please help me.
然后我们就说耶稣请帮助我吧。
As if he's some little puny tiny little god.
好像他是小小的一位神。
He has to try really hard to help you.
然后他要用尽他的能力才可以帮助你。
Jesus can turn your life around just by clicking his fingers.
他就一动一个指头，他就可以完全改变你的生活。
And we get upset because of things that happen, and we're throwing a fit before God.
然后我们就因为一些小事情发生，我们就开始向神发脾气。
He says, "Why are you throwing a fit? I'm a big God."
说你为什么这样子啊？我是那么大的一位神，你我什么
？It's not hard for me to move mountains.
我移动这座山有什么难处呢？
I'm a God, you don't understand.
他说你不是了解，你不了解我了。
God, I didn't know it was going to be so hard.
我不知道是那么难的事。
Of course it's hard.
当然是很难。
He told us it was going to be difficult.
他已经跟我们说过是很难耶。
Praise God.
感谢主。
You're on the right path.
你就上对道了。
God loves you very much.
神很爱你哦。
He has prepared a difficult path just for you.
他为你特别准备一个很难走的一条路。
Sounds a bit different than come to Jesus and have all your problems sorted out, doesn't it?
这个信息跟那个来信耶稣解决你所有的问题的信息有一点点不一样，不是吗？
So he's moving us toward demonstrating authority.
所以他是叫我们往那个要发出或要用他赐给我们的权威的这条路上。
And we all go, yes, 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 yes.
然后我们要说 yes, 是。
But we don't like the path that goes from verse 2 through to verse 28.
但是我们不喜欢从第二节到第二十八节的那条路。
And so, authority starts with the name of Jesus on our lips.
所以我们的权威是从我们嘴巴里面喊耶稣基督的名字来开始的。
So we say, in the name of Jesus.
所以我们说奉耶稣基督的名。
And the authority of the name of God Almighty.
奉神权威的名字。
The great I am.
就是我就是自由拥有的。
Alpha and the Omega.
阿拉法跟 Omega.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名。
And so it starts with the name of Jesus on our lips.
所以从耶稣基督的名字喊在我们嘴巴里面开始的。
But the authority is not complete until we have the nature of Jesus in our hearts.
可是这个权威还没有满足，等到我们有他的权威在我们的心里面。
When we have the nature of Jesus in our hearts and we say in the name of Jesus, everything moves.
他的本性在我们心里面，我们说奉耶稣的名。然后我们祷告的有些结果了。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit of God has never stopped moving.
神的圣灵从来没有停止运行。
Genesis 1:2, the second verse in the Bible, the Spirit is moving.
在创世纪第一章第二节，圣灵在运行。
He never stopped moving.
他从来没有停止过。
And right from the beginning of time, his moving was to bring mankind into great authority.
而且这个运行从开始到现在，就是要把这个权威带给人来用。
And so God really, really, really wants you to demonstrate his authority.
所以神是很想要你去用他的权威来做。
He wants it more than you want it.
他要的是比你要的还更。
He wants you to raise the dead and heal the sick.
他要你叫死人复活，要你叫病人得医治。
He wants you to shake cities and shake nations with the power of the gospel.
他要你用福音的全能来摇动城市，摇动国度。
He wants you to be the greatest politicians.
他要你成为最好的政治家。
The greatest musicians.
最好的音乐家。
The greatest artists.
最好的艺术家。
The greatest businessman and businesswoman.
最好的商人。
He wants you to demonstrate his authority in every area of life.
他要你在生活的每一部分都显出他的权威来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If the church has authority like we're called to, we would be leading in every field.
要是教会真的有我们所呼召的那样子的权威，我们在每一个地方应该都是出风头。
It's all about giving a life.
那个就是神的生命。
What did Jesus say? Matthew 28:18. I have all authority in heaven and earth.
在马太福音第二十八章十八节，他说：“所有在天上在地上的权柄都是我的。”
Imagine that we sinned and so we lost the authority.
哈，我们犯罪，我们就失去那个权柄了。
The devil stole it.
撒旦就偷走了。
And then Jesus came and died and he took that authority back again.
然后耶稣来死了，就把那个权柄又夺回来。
And he says, I have all, not some, not 90%, but all authority in heaven and earth.
他说，我拥有所有的在天上在世上的权柄。
Wow, he's a powerful king.
他是很有力量的一个王。
You stand before him, you'll tremble.
你站在他的面前，你就会发抖。
If you're not trembling, you're not really seeing him as he is.
你还没有发抖，你就是还没有看清楚我们的主是什么样的主。
He's a king that deserves great dignity.
他是一个很有尊荣。Okay, 他是很有尊荣的王。
Are you trembling?
你有战战兢兢的吗？
Do you tremble at his word?
你看他的话语会战战兢兢的看吗？
And so he says, go therefore and disciple all the nations.
因此我们要到万邦去让他们做我们他的门徒。
Have you ever thought about what that means?
这是什么意思呢？
Normally we think that means to have a little discipleship class.
我们以为是开一个门徒训练班吗？
And so some people get saved and then we disciple them.
所以有些人得救，我们就让他们成为门徒。
No, that's not what it says.
那不是他的意思哦。
I have all authority in heaven and earth.
所有在天上在世上的权柄都是我的。
Go and teach a discipleship class.
去教你的门徒训练班吗？
Is that what it says?
是这样子写的吗？
No, it says go and make disciples of all the nations.
他说使万民成为我的门徒。
We're not just talking about discipling individuals here.
我们不是说人哦。
We're talking about discipling that's teaching a nation.
我们是说让万国做我的门徒，等于是你要教导一整个国家，不是一整个国家，是一所有的国家。
Wow.
嗯。
That's great authority.
那是很大的权柄啊，权威。
We need the authority back.
我们需要再拿回来这个权柄。
We really need the authority back.
我们需要它回来到我们手上。
To do what he told us to do.
才可以完成他所给我们的使命。
If Jesus told them to disciple the nations, then it will happen.
耶稣说要使万民成我做我的门徒，那就会这样子发生。
And everybody's worrying about an antichrist coming.
可是我们现在是担心那个底基督来。
And we're worried about what the devil's doing.
我们很害怕撒旦在干什么。
And hey, it's really, really bad, okay?
而且现在事情很糟。
But God says that we're going to disciple nations.
可是上帝已经跟我们说，我们要使万民做他的门徒。
How do you disciple a nation?
那如何让一个国家成为门徒呢？
You have to have anointed people in positions of authority.
你必须要有恩高的人在有权柄的地位上。
We have to take back education.
我们必须要再把教育界夺回来，拿回来。
We have to take back the business world.
我们要再一次的把商人的世界再拿回来。
We should have the best.Strategies to educate and to do business.
我们应该有最好的策略来教育跟做生意。
The reason is because we know God and He's really creative.
为什么呢？因为我们认识神，他是最有创意的神。
We need to take music back.
我们音乐也要夺回来。
Imagine if instead of Britney Spears, we had some Christian.
那你想象那个 Britney Spears 要是没有在场，可是是基督徒才是最有名的。
Not just singing a nice little worship song,
不是唱教会里面唱的歌而已
but with an anointing to disciple a nation through their music.
可是有恩膏来用音乐让一国家成为门徒。
God gave the gift of music to move the hearts of men and women.
上帝所赐给我们音乐这个礼物就是要让人的心感动。
And the devil's using it to move their hearts toward wickedness and evil and sin.
可是撒旦用这个礼物来让他们行神所不喜悦的事情。
You know, with the Beatles, it used to be, I want to hold your hand.
那本来那个 Beatles 就是我要牵你的手而已。
And you know, and that was really radical.
啊，那个时候都那个很离谱哎。
You know, I'm going to hold your hand.
哦，牵你的手，哦。
Well, now the music's talking about sex on the beach.
可是现在音乐就是说你要在海滩上去跟人家乱来。
Whoa. The devil's moving everything wrong way through the music.
所以撒旦就是透过音乐让人的行为也是跟着改变。
Let's start a movement.
那我们要开始一个运动，什么样的运动？
Let's get the authority of God and begin to move the hearts of men and women back toward righteousness.
所以我们要来用神的权威让人的心回转在往神的义的那个方向走。
So the Spirit of God has never stopped moving.
所以神的灵从来没有停止运行。
And if the Spirit's not moving, then something's wrong.
圣灵没有运行的话，就是有问题哦。
Something's always happening in the Spirit realm.
因为在灵界里面，常常有些事情在发生。
Some people know it, but most people don't.
有人知道，有人不知道。
So you know, we think, oh, there's no anointing in this meeting today.
那我们就想，哎，今天的聚会并没有什么恩膏。
Something's always happening in the spirit realm.
可是，在灵界常常有事在发生。
We've just become dead and dull to it.
但是我们对它很麻痹。
And if we got in tune with the spirit realm, we would realize the spirit was propelling us toward authority.
可是，只要我们跟灵界有比较敏感的话，我们就会了解。神要让我们再回到我们原来该有的权威。
But we don't hear the Spirit.
可是我们并没有听到圣灵。
Because he's saying the greater authority is to walk this narrow path.
因为他说你要得到权威的话，你要走这个窄路。
It's going to be very difficult.
会很难。
And we say, no, that can't be God. That has to be the devil.
我们就想，哦，这个不是神，这个一定是撒旦。
Did you know that God deliberately orchestrates circumstances to expose your heart?
你知道吗？神就是。 刻意的让你的环境让你的经历显出你心有什么东西。
God deliberately offends your mind
他常常会得罪你的思想。
So that he can reach your heart
好叫你的心能够被他得着。
Remember I said we have this tendency toward deception
但是我们是偏向于欺骗。
So we think we're okay
所以我们以为我们还好吧。
You know a lot of Christian preaching is like that
那很多基督徒的讲道都是这样子。
I'm okay, you're okay, hey, we're all okay.
哦，我很好啊，你也很好啊，我们大家都很好了。
And the gospel of the kingdom says, you guys are in big trouble.
可是神的国的信息是说，你们大有问题哦，你们大有困难哦。
Really big trouble.
很大的问题。
And if you don't tremble, you haven't really heard.
那可是你要是没有悔改的话你确实没有听到了。
I don't know about you, I'm a little dull of hearing.
我真的有点重听耶。
I said, God, I want to hear your voice.
可是我跟神说我要听你的声音。
His voice has fire in it.
他的声音有火在里面。
He's not a pussycat.
他并不是小猫咪哦。
He's a lion.
他是狮子。
And lions are dangerous.
狮子是有危险的动物啊。
He doesn't want your good works.
他不要你的好行为，你的行善。
He wants your life.
他要你的整个的生命。
With the blood poured out.
而且要你的血液倒出给他。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's called the victorious Christian life.
那个叫做得胜的基督徒生活。
So the Spirit of God is always moving.
所以神的灵一直在运行。
This is three things that we can do.
所以我们可以做三件事情。
To help us begin to become kingdom.People.
这样子会让我们更成为国度的人。
Let's move beyond this, just nice little churchy Christians.
我们不要继续做好好基督徒。
Let's become sons and daughters of the kingdom.
我们要成为神国度的儿女。
That sounds really good to say that.
听起来很好听耶。
We're sons and daughters of the kingdom.
神国度的儿女呢。
I had a dream one night last year.
Okay, 去年我做了梦。
And I woke up from this dream and I don't remember the dream.
醒过来的时候我记不得那个梦。
But it was just like I woke up and I had this revelation instantly in my heart.
我醒过来我突然有一个启示在我的里面。
It's just really good, I don't have to work to get the message, you know, God just puts it in there straight away in one split second.
你们就想哦我并不需要很努力的才有信息神就立刻放在我的心了。
I just had this revelation of these three different things.
所以神就启示给我这三件事情。
The first one is Holy Spirit encounters.
第一件是遇到圣灵。
We all need to be encountered by the Holy Spirit.
我们自己每一位都需要被圣灵遇见。
I'm not just talking about a nice little touch.
我并不是说单单稍微的触摸而已。
We need him to encounter us.
要碰我们，要接触我们，要影响我们。
So you see lots of people like, oh, Holy Spirit, touch me, touch me.
那很多人说，哎呀，圣灵，请触摸我了。
And then they cry.
然后他哭了。
And then they laugh.
然后笑了。
And then they're happy, and they're happy.
然后喜乐喜乐。
And it was good.
但这是好的，没有错。
But it never really encountered the depth of the heart.
但并没有摸到他心的深处。
Because they didn't want the Holy Spirit to move them toward authority.
因为他们不想要圣灵把他们带到那个权威的地方。
Because that was going to cost something.
因为那个一定有一个代价。
And so we say, yes, Holy Spirit, yes, Holy Spirit, touch me, touch me, touch me.
是是是，圣灵，触摸我，触摸我吧。
And he touches you, and as soon as he speaks, you're going, no, 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 Holy Spirit, no, Holy Spirit, be quiet.
然后他一触摸你，他开始跟你说话，你说不要，不要，不要，不要，我不要听了。
Now you don't really say that.
你并没有直接这样子说。
But that's what your attitude says.
可是你的态度是这样子说。
You know, it's really easy to say, come Holy Spirit.
那说圣灵请你来，这是很容易的事。
And he loves to come because he loves people.
因为他很喜欢来，他也很喜欢我们人。
It's really hard to stay Holy Spirit.
可是你说圣灵留在我身上，这个时候才是很难。
Because he's a consuming fire.
因为他是燃烧的火。
And he wants everything.
他要我们的一切。
So we've got to let the Holy Spirit encounter us in the depths of our heart.
所以我们要让圣灵容许圣灵遇到我们的心的深处。
So we see in Acts chapter 2 that the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost.
所以使徒行传第二章说 五旬节的时候圣灵就降临。
And he came in a mighty violent, actually violent rushing wind.
他来就是像一个大风来。
He came with tongues of fire.
还有火的舌头。
He came with utterance, expression,
tongues. 而且有说方言。
So we see fire and wind all coming in together.
我们看风跟火都在一起。
Wow, fire! What happens when fire and wind comes together?
那有火有风有什么事情呢
？It's a fierce, hot fire.
是非常热烈的火。
And what did the wind and the fire do? It gave expression.
然后那个火怎样呢？它是让他们有能表达。
You see, authority is the expression of the heart of God.
所以权威其实是神的心的表现在我们的身上。
All true authority is founded upon love.
所有的真正的权威是以爱为基础。
If you know the heart of the king, you will have great authority.
你要是认识你王的心，你会很有权威。
And so the fire and the wind come together, and it's a real fierce heat, and then it gives way to expression and authority.
所以风来了，火来了，然后有神的权柄的表现。
Authority expresses itself through intercession.
神的权柄的一个表现就是代求
through preaching
是讲道
through music
是音乐
through art
是艺术
through business
是商人的
through family sorry
是家庭在家庭
and through every different area of life
是我们生活的每一部分
and so it wasn't just about speaking in tongues shimmy shimmy shoo shimmy shimmy shoo
所以并不是关于只是说方言什么什么什么什么什么什么。
It was about being so on fire with the Spirit, you just had to give expression to it.
而是因为圣灵充满你的心，所以你必须要表达他要你表达的。
What happened to tongues with authority?
那有权威的方言去哪里呢？
Ko breveste brando bleveste barando vo shibraha from your belly.
从你的内心就可以说出这样子有权威的方言。
Instead of these quiet little shimmy shimmy shoe tongues.
那不是那么安静的什么什么什么的那个方言。
The righteous are as bold as a lion.
那义人是有勇气像狮子一样。
So that lion's inside you and he wants to roar.
所以那个狮子在你心里面想要吼叫，你怎么办？
You have to let him roar.
你就是要容许他吼叫哦。
Stop praying these little polite, nice prayers.
不要那么客气的祷告哎。
Let the lion out.
让你的狮子出来哎。
You might not feel like you have much authority when you pray.
你或许不以为你祷告有很有权柄。
And you just start off praying, "Buranda, buranda, vije, de buranda, vije."
所以你开始祷告就是很小声。
And then you just keep praying. And after 5 minutes, the authority increases.
或许你祷告五分钟之后，你的权柄就开始来了。
Uh-huh, who's done that?
那谁让这样子的事情发生呢
？Yeah, 5 minutes and it's kubreviste brando brende vivi.
然后就开始越来越肯定，越来越权柄。
Yeah, well, that sounds good, yeah.
哦，好像听起来很好哎。
And so then you keep going 10 minutes.
然后十分钟之后
，a little bit more authority.
更有活力。
You get to 30 minutes.
那30分钟呢
？And everybody has to have earmuffs.
然后每一个人要戴那个塞耳塞。
Not because you're shouting,
并不是因为你在吼叫呢
but because you're praying with an authority from your spirit.
而是因为你心你的灵有权威那你是用那个权威来祷告。
You can shout with no authority.
你也许是没有权柄而吼叫。
You know when I'm speaking to you here tonight, there's an authority that comes from in here that is imparted to you.
可是今天晚上我在讲到的时候，你知道我内心有权威，那我讲的话是有力量的。
You know how I got that authority?
我怎么得到这样的权柄呢
？Corando breviste brando brende vivi, backwards and forwards, coste brando brende viste brende vivi.
我就是因为一直用方言在灵里面祷告，所以才得到这样的权柄。
And while I'm praying, I'm pulling on the strength that comes from the grace of God.
然后在祷告当中就是拉住那个从神恩典而来的力量。
So when I start praying in tongues, straight away my focus is up here in the heavens on God.
所以我用方言祷告的时候我立刻我的属灵的眼睛是转向在天上做王上的王做王位上的王。
And I know that God's heart is toward me.
然后我知道神的心是像我这样子。
I know His grace is coming toward me.
我知道他的恩典也是到我身上来。
I know His authority is toward me.
我知道他的权威也是往我这个方向来。
I don't question that. I know that.
我并不怀疑，我明明知道。
And I begin to pull on that.
然后我就开始拉住这样子的权威。
And so I'm praying in tongues, kurando burende vivi.
所以我在用方言祷告。
But I'm saying, yes, God, that authority is mine and I'm receiving it.
可是我的心态就是说，是神，这个是我的权威，我接受了。
So if you pull this way, you can push that way.
所以你一这样子拉住神的权柄，你就可以这样子用它来行事情。
So you're always pulling on God, pulling on His grace, pulling on His strength.
常常拉住神的恩典，拉住神的力量。
And the more you do that, the more powerful it is when you push.
那越来你越一直要推动东西，已经越来越有力量。
You ever tried to push in your own strength?
你试着用你自己的力量去推动过吗？
In Jesus' name, I command this mountain to be moved.
奉耶稣的名，我吩咐这个山要移开。
And the mountain smiles back at you.
那个山就向你笑。
It says, I'm here to stay.
我现在定在这个地方，我再也不考虑移动。
No, you can't move me.
你移动不了我了。
And we say, in the name of Jesus, mountain move.
我们说奉耶稣的名，那移坐那个山，移动那个山。
I have authority in Jesus Christ. You must move.
我在耶稣基督里面，我有权威，你一定要移动。
And the mountain doesn't move.
可是山并没有移动。
So we get the Bible.
所以我们拿起圣经来。
And we read the Bible to the mountain.
然后我们就向那个山去念经。
The Bible says.
我们的圣经说。
I will speak to you and you will move.
我向你说话，你就一定要移开。
And the mountain just smiles back at you. I'm not moving.
那山就向你笑着说，我不动，我不动。
Why is that? Because you're pushing, but you've never pulled.
因为你是在推，可是你并曾没有拉过那个恩典那个力量来。
You know, you go to the gym to work out to get strong.
你去运动的时候是为了要成为比较有力量，比较有。
And that muscle that pulls on God is very weak in many Christians.
可是我们去拉神的力量，这个肌肉，其实很多基督徒是很软弱的。
So they start pulling.
所以他们开始拉。
Uravushe brando bo shi bravushte brando brevishende vive kishte brando, and as I'm doing it, you can already feel the push.
所以我开始拉的时候，你们就已经感受到这个拉那个推的那个力量来了。
That's why the atmosphere doesn't worry me.
因为属灵的那个气氛并不会让我觉得很怎样。
If I come in here tonight and there was no anointing, it doesn't worry me.
这里今天晚上要是没有恩膏的话，我并不在乎。
Because I've been pulling on the strength of God.
因为我一直拉住神的力量啊。
I'm able to push.
所以我能够推。
You can feel the change just when I pray.
你们感觉得到我祷告的时候之后真的比较不一样。
Everything begins to move and begins to shift.
然后就有一些不一样。
Hallelujah, that's fun.
Amen. 这很好玩的事。
Okay, I'm coming to an end now.
可是我现在真的要结束。
So we need Holy Spirit encounters.
所以我们需要真的接触圣灵。
Ephesians 5:18, be filled with the Spirit and keep on being filled with the Spirit.
以弗所书第五章第十八节说，你要被圣灵充满，并不是一次，而是继续不断的。
The second thing we need to be sons and daughters of the kingdom is to submit to the fivefold ministry.
我们也要享福那个五重指示。
It's the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher.
就是先知、牧师、教师。传福音的人使徒。
You know our problem is we're very selective. We have favorite ministries.
可是我们每一个人都有我们最爱的。
You say, yeah, I like the prophet.
我说 yeah, 我喜欢先知吧。
But nah, I don't like the evangelist.
可是不喜欢那个传福音的。
I like the pastor, nice and caring and loving.
可是我最喜欢的就是牧师，他最爱我们。
Oh, that prophet always waving his finger in my face.
可是不喜欢那个先知一直摇他的指头在我的面前。
And so we receive some of the fivefold and throw the other ones away.
所以我们五成知识，我们就接受几样而已，其他的我们就扔掉。
And the church has even taught that we should do this.
而且有的教会就是这样子教导哦。
If you feel you have a prophetic call, then submit to the prophetic mantle.
他们说，你要是认为你有先知的恩赐的话，你只要享福那个先知那个权威。
You know, like it's a baby sitting in the high chair.
这个比较像一个坐在那个高椅子那个小孩子。
And you put the food on the plate in front of the baby.
那你把他该吃的东西放在他面前。
And the baby throws a fit because it doesn't like the food.
可是那个小孩子他不喜欢那个食物。
And it says, I want different food.
他说我要别的。
I want lollies.
我要糖果了。
I don't want to eat good healthy food.
我不要吃那个健康食品。
Or maybe I want vegetables, but I don't want fruit.
或许我是想要吃菜，可是我不要水果了。
We're like that with God.
我们跟神也是这样子。
We take what we want and throw the rest away.
我们就拿来吃我们喜欢的，可是其他的我们就把它扔掉。
It's like God gives us five gold rings.
上帝好比是给我们五个金子的戒指。
We say, they're nice rings, God.
那我们说，哦，这个戒指很可爱啊。
I'll have that one and that one.
我要那个跟那个。
But those three I don't like, I'm going to throw them away.
可是其他三个我要先扔掉。
And we trample them under our feet.
那我们就踏它。
No, we have to submit to all five of them.
没有，我们要降服在五重指示的个下面。
All five of them have a different authority that we need.
每一个都有我们所需要的一个权威。
We're all called to have apostolic, prophetic, evangelistic, pastoral, and teaching authority.
我们应该五个都有，那样子权柄都有。
You get to have all five of them.
你这五种权柄你都可以有。
But some people have a special authority to impart.
可是有的人是有特别的权威，可以把这种恩赐交给别人。
And to train.
或是训练别人。
And so the prophet trained you to be prophetic.
所以那个先知训练你做先知。
The apostle trained you to be apostolic.
使徒是训练你来做使徒。
The evangelist trained you to be evangelistic.
那传福音的是训练你来传福音。
The pastor trains you to be pastoral.
那牧师是训练你做牧师。
And then the teacher gives you a love for the revelation of the word.
然后那个教导的他是叫你去爱神的话语。
So we have to submit to the fivefold ministry.
所以我们要降服在这五重指示。
Even the ones we don't like.
就说是我们不喜欢还仍然要降服。
And the ones we least like.
而且我们最不爱的。
In fact, the one you like the least is probably the one you need the most.
甚至于你最不爱的可能是你最需要的。
If you go, no, I hate evangelism, that's probably what you need.
你要是说，哦，我讨厌传福音，你大概就是需要它。
Otherwise, you're going to grow up unbalanced.
不然的话，你长大就会不平衡了。
A selfish Christian that throws fits.
自私的，常常闹事情的基督徒。
And so because the church has been so immature, we have had the fivefold ministry fighting each other.
所以因为教会很不成熟，所以这个五重指示是彼此吵来吵去。
You know why the fivefold ministry fight each other and bring division in the body of Christ?
你知道为什么他们会吵来吵去，让教会分裂吗？
Because they've only focused on the one area that they're most anointed in.
因为他们一直集中精神在他们最有恩膏的那部分而已。
And they haven't been to basic training school with all five disciplines.
他们而且没有上过这五种不同的训练。
Yeah, I'm preaching good.
Yeah, amen. 讲得很好，
so,
不是吗？
So you go to school and you learn how to do math.
所以你去学校，你就会学会数学了。
And English.
还有英语啊。
And science.
还有科学啦。
And what else? Spelling.
啊，拼字啊。Not here.
Oh.
You have to write the characters.
Okay. Character writing.
写果字。
And you learn how to do all those different important things.
那你就会学会做这些重要的事情。
And then later on, when you go to college, you specialize in an area.
然后你到大学的时候，你可能会集中在某个特色去研究。
You see, we want to specialize before we've done the basic training.
但是我们平常，我们想要选择我们最喜欢的那个特色，那个专长，可是我们还没有得到那个最基础的那个训练。
So then the very ministries that we're supposed to equip the church with authority end up dividing the church.
所以连那五个最对教会最有帮助的，他们经常并不是帮助教会，而是让教会分裂。
And we have the prophetic camp.
所以我们有那个先知的那个那群人
and the evangelistic camp.
还有那个传福音的那群人
and they're both going a different direction.
然后他们两个就是跑在不同的方向走
and they don't like each other.
彼此不喜欢
but if a prophet submits to the authority on an evangelist,
可是要是先知享福于那个传福音的权威的话
he will have much greater authority.
他的权威其实是会更大。
Okay, so that was the first number one, you need Holy Spirit encounters.
第一个是我们必须要接触圣灵。
Number two, you need to submit to the fivefold ministry.
第二是我们要降服在五重指示下面。
They are trainers.
他们是训练我们的。
They will equip you.
他们会装备我们。
And you won't always like it.
可是你大概不会每一次都喜欢。
That's why you have to choose to submit.
所以你要选择降服。
In Acts 2:46, it says that they met daily in the temple.
使徒行传第二章四十六节说他们天天在圣殿里面聚集。
And so daily they were submitting to the apostolic authority upon the apostles.
所以他们天天在降服那个使徒的权威。
And they were being trained in all five disciplines.
他们受的训练是在五重指示那五种训练。
And then the third one is personal devotion to God.
那第三个就是你自己个人向神的虔诚。
So when I woke up on this morning, these three things I just instantly knew about them.
所以我醒过来的那个早上，我就这三件事情，我就立刻知道。
It says in Acts 2:42,
使徒行传第二章第四十二节。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
四十二节。都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨饼，祈祷。
A better translation is this: they were devoted to the apostles' teaching.
比较好的翻译是说，他们不是恒心而已，他们是忠心于使徒的教导。
And to fellowship, the breaking of bread and prayers.
而且是彼此交接、拨饼跟祈祷。
They were devoted to the apostles' teaching.
他们委身于使徒的教导。
And they had a life of personal devotion and prayer toward God.
而且他们的生命是有这个特色，是经常向神祷告。
A perfect example of this is the life of Daniel.
那丹尼里是我们最好的模范。
You see, Daniel went and prayed, knelt before God and prayed three times a day.
丹尼里一天三次跪下来向神祷告。
That's Daniel 6:10.
丹尼里书第六章第十节。
So he had a life of personal devotion toward God.
所以他虔诚地追求神了。
So listen, I'm telling you how to wake up.
所以我在教导你们如何醒过来。
We get sleepy as Christians.
我们做基督徒的，我们也会开始打盹。
I'm telling you how you can wake up.
我是教你们怎么样醒过来。
You wake up through Holy Spirit encounters.
你醒过来的方法是你要接触圣灵。
You say, God, I want you to encounter me in the depths of my heart.
你说神，我要你在我的心的深处来接触触摸我。
I'm not satisfied with a little touch. I need you to encounter me.
No, 我不单单要你去触摸我，我要你真正的接触我的身心。
You say, God, I want you to train me through the fivefold ministries.
主啊，我要你用五重指示来训练我。
And help me to submit to the authority that they carry, even when I don't like it and it exposes my heart.
请你帮助我享服于他们的权威，就说我不喜欢，就说是显出我心里面的罪来。
And God, I want to have a life of devotion to you through prayer and the worship and the Word of God.
而且神，我要向你虔诚的追求，我想要读经、祷告，继续追求你。
It's important that I tell you this.
我一定要告诉你这些事。
Because these three things together will bring authority around your life.
因为这三件事情在一起就会让你的生命有权威。
You'll become a son and daughter of the kingdom and demonstrate kingdom authority.
你会成为神国度的儿女，而且你会活出一个神的权威的生命来。
So the ways of the kingdom are sometimes a little unusual.
神的国度有一些特色。
God will set up circumstances that really offend you.
神会容许，不只是容许，他会安排一些让得罪你的事情发生在你身上。
You will not only get offended with other people.
你不但会被别人得罪，
you will get offended with God.
你会被神得罪。
And he's exposing something in your heart.
可是他想要显出你心里的某个特色，某个状况。
And if you hear what he's saying and you respond correctly, you will begin to walk in authority.
你要是听到他要跟你说的，而且你的反应是选择他要你选择的反应，你会开始醒在他的权柄里面。
I promise you it will happen.
我答应你们，我应许你们，这一定是会发生的。
I'm pleading with you.
我劝你们大家。
Because I really want to see the kingdom demonstrated.
因为我很想要看神的国度显出在这个教会里面。
I want to see a generation of Christians that live and demonstrate the kingdom.
我要看一代的基督徒是能活出神权柄来的基督徒。
That live a lifestyle of repentance and faith.
是经常认罪信靠主的基督徒。
This is the really sad thing.
有一件事情是很可惜的。
When the Holy Spirit begins to move, there's always a gathering of people.
圣灵开始运行的时候，有一些人会聚在一起。
But whenever there's a wave, the wave always comes in and then it breaks and dies away.
可是这个是好像是波浪，那个波浪一进来，它恐怕会开始消失掉。
This is important. You need to listen to this.
你要听，你一定要听的。
And so the wave has an upside where it's building and rising up.
所以这个波浪它是有一个要上腾的一部分。
And then it has a downside where it breaks and dies away.
然后它就会下来，然后它就会那个明显的力量会消失掉。
And so the move of the Spirit comes and it gathers people up, catches people up on it.
所以圣灵的运行是会来让一群人跟着他一起来。
And so the upside's glorious. We're having revival, yes.
然后在上腾的时候，好像在复兴。
But then the downside is where there's a sifting and a sorting.
可是下坡的时候是开始过滤，是开始分辨。
And after the downside, there's not many people left.
然后下来之后，可能剩下没多少人。
I really want you to be the ones that are left.
我祈求神让你们是那些剩下来的人
that are able to endure the testing.
而且是忍受这样子的一个试炼的人。
You know, I'm talking from the Bible, actually.
我是直接从圣经来，你知道吗？
Let me give you an example, the parable of the sower.
例如那个撒种子的那位。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音第十三章。
The seed speaks of the word of God, the sower was throwing the seed out.
所以那个撒种的他是撒神的道理，神的话。
And so the word went out and it began to gather all these people.
那神的话出去就是有很多人进来啊。
But then what happens, the tribulations and the trials came.
但是问题是有些困难，有些逼迫来的。
And many fell away.
那很多就离开，很多人就离开。
The authority of the word began to gather and draw people all together.
那主的话的力量跟权威是让人来的。
The upside of the wave.
这个是那个波浪的上层。
You have surfers here. You know, at the beach you surf.
冲浪有些人在海边会冲浪吗？
You know, it's great fun. They get up on the top of the wave.
那个很好玩的，他们就在那个波浪上。
Hey, you'd like to do that?
有没有人喜欢这样子做？
And you're going, yippee!
然后那个很好玩的。
And it's great fun. The upside of the wave is great fun.
那个海浪的上面是很好玩的。
But then the downside of the wave comes.
可是呢，它也会下来。
And that's when there's...Not very many people left.
然后那个时候就剩下没多少人。
What we're going to do is we're going to pray for you.
我要为你们祷告。
I'm going to pray for you. And I want you to be really hungry for God tonight.
我要你们很渴慕神。
I'm really hungry for God.
我很渴慕神。
There's nothing else I want more than God.
我要的最多的最大的我的需求就是我想要得到神。
I've been walking with him for a long time now, and I cannot be satisfied without him.
我与他同行好久一段时间，我没有他我就不能满足。
I want you to be the same way. I want you to get desperately hungry for God.
我渴望你也是一样，就是非要有主不可。
I'm going to pray for you, and we're just going to ask the Holy Spirit to touch you.
所以我要为你们祷告，我们要求主触摸你。
One of the ways that the Holy Spirit, as you know, touches people is through the joy of the Lord.
有的时候圣灵触摸人就是透过神的喜乐。
And I want you to understand something really important about the joy of the Lord.
我要跟你说很重要关于主的喜乐的特色。
It's not just about feeling good.
这个并不是单单说你要喜乐。
See, if you're going to walk this Christian life, you're going to have joy inside here.
你要行这个基督徒的生活，你必须要内心有喜乐的。
A lot of people laughing in the spirit.
很多人在灵里面笑。
Rolling around on the floor laughing.
在地上滚来滚去的。
Holding their belly laughing.
抓住他们的肚子笑。
Tears streaming down their face laughing.
眼泪一直流下来，一直笑。
But yet, it's not going deep into their spirit.
可是并他没有渗透到他的身心里面去。
Because there's not a real hunger to know the King.
因为他们并不渴慕要认识我们的王。
Just maybe wanting an experience or to feel good.
他们可能只是期待有一个经验，或是要感觉比较好一点。
I want that joy to get so deep down on the inside of me.
我想要那个喜乐要在我的深处里面。
That when I'm walking along this difficult path, I can stay on it.
好叫我行在这个窄的又难走的路，我能够维持下去。
Because there are times on that path where you feel anything but joy.
因为那条路上有的时候我们真的不觉得很喜乐。
But you need to put it deep down on there to help you to get through.
可是我们必须要在深处里面有喜乐，我们才可以继续通过那些困难。
So don't take this season of God for granted.
所以不以为这段时间是理所当然的。
It's a lot of fun and we like getting drunk.
我们很喜欢这样子，好像有神的喜乐，好像喝醉主的喜乐。
But let's really get hungry for that deep work in our own heart.
可是我们要渴望神在我们的身心里面动工。
Otherwise, you're going to be gathered on the upside of the wave.
不然的话，我们就是在上层的时候。
And you're going to fall away on the downside.
我们上层的时候，我们在，可是我们那个海浪一下来，我们就并不在场。
Okay, let's put our Bibles and pens away.
Okay, 把你的圣经、你的笔、你的笔。